you were talking about some of those composers, and yes. one of them you mentioned was Schubert.
Yes.
Now, as we know, Schubert was born in Vienna, died in Vienna. In fact, I don't think he even moved outside.
Actually, went
Vienna.
Outside, no.
But he gave the world the romantic lead. He was a songwriter of the first order. He wrote over 600 songs.
Mm.
And from the romantic lead, of course, we get the song cycle. Mm. And he wrote two great song cycles, as we know.
Mm-hmm.
Mahler, when he was going from town to town, this is in his early days, just after he'd finished university, conducting. He was getting these little conducting jobs here and there. So he was starting to build up this reputation and his skill. And he ended up in a place called Kassel. This is in 1883 to 85. So he was there for 2 years and working in the theatre there. And while he was there, he fell in love with one of his leading ladies, a woman called Johanna Richter. I think she was a soprano. The love affair went wrong. It broke his heart. And out of that came his first masterpiece, which was Songs of the Wayfarer.
Right?
Songs
of
the Wayfarer. Mm. Now, if you look at that, the Songs of a Wayfarer come straight from the Schubert tradition. When he was a student in Vienna, this is Mahler I'm talking about, at the age of 15, his student mates used to call him Our Schubert. And what they were saying was that he had enormous skill in writing songs. It was already clear that he was a very skilled...
He was the new Schubert, as it were.
So here he is in Kassel, and he's had this broken love affair, and he wrote Songs of a Wayfarer. And it comes from the same tradition as Schubert, and that is the idea, the romantic tradition, where the artist places himself at the centre of the action.
That's very much the late 19th and early 20th century, isn't it? That kind of, that sense of truth to one's inner life and to one's own emotions. And you see that in the art as well too, which is the visual arts, which is extraordinary.
Exactly. So Mahler's first masterpiece, Songs of a Wayfarer, is him as the jilted lover, if you like, and he's wandering through the countryside, just as Schubert's protagonist was. Mm. And Schubert placed himself in the same situation with both the Schöne Müllerin, the Miller's daughter,
and Winterreise.
Winterreise, exactly. Mm. If you look at those two song cycles, they have the same inner narrative running through them, and Mahler's has exactly the same.
What he has is a
unique voice. I think Mahler's voice is one of the most unique voices.
The Songs of the Wayfarer is obviously one of the early and very critical pieces of music in establishing Mahler's own voice. Perhaps you might tell us a bit about what's happening in this that's distinctive, and we could listen to some of it.
Absolutely. Well, I think as I said before, he's coming directly from the Schubert tradition, so it's romantic in style, right? But it's also his use of the orchestra. I mean, he wrote it for piano and voice, which is the traditional song cycle, but he later orchestrated it. And his use of orchestra is always fascinating. It's more chamber orchestra. People say Mahler is so big and so overblown. Mm. You know, it's all too much and so much brass, etc. Yes, that's in there. But in a lot of his work, if you really focus on it, you see these threads of how he uses the instruments. And this is what he's done in...
He uses wind instruments in the most glorious fashion.
I'd really like us to have a listen to a little bit of the second song. This morning I went through the fields. We'll hear the first verse and just into the second verse. His next major work was his first symphony. Now, he's moved from Kassel, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's gone to Prague for a year. From Prague, he goes to Leipzig. He's there until 1888. And it's through that three-year period that he writes his first symphony, a major, major, major thing.
Mm.
But what he does is he imports two of the songs from Songs of the Wayfarer into the symphony. And in the first movement of the symphony, and it's absolutely magical, it begins with a 7-octave A. like, so kind of, can you imagine? Just held.
Mm.
And it's been described as the tuning up of the universe. And what it is, mm. it's the beginning of a new day.
That's right. And it's a cosmic that, kind of cosmic forces at
yeah,
work.
Yeah, it has that, it's just mm. weird. And if you think mm. about that, you think about that note, mm. what is it? A440 on the piano mm. is what an orchestra tunes to.
Mm.
Then you start to hear these little sounds happen.
But they're the mm. sounds of nature, aren't they?
Absolutely. Well, he's got brass bands, offstage brass mm. blowing little fanfares, mm. very mm. soft, very... And then you start to hear little bird calls. Mm. By the time we hit the first subject, the first theme of the first movement of this symphony, you hear a couple of little cuckoo calls and off we go with the same tune as the second song that we've just listened to in Songs of a Wayfarer. So I think we should listen to that.
Good.
Thank you.